Good morning, everyone. It is 9 a.m., January 16, 2024. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Julie Fedorchek. So we have a quorum. I do not have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
And Commissioner Fedorchek?
I don't either. Thank you.
Okay, so then we can... just be grateful that everyone, at least everyone that's here, was successful in staying warm over the weekend. And I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, because both of the items on our calendar are in your portfolio.
Thank you so much, Randy. I move the Commission adopt the order submitting rules to Attorney General for an opinion as to the legality in Public Service Commission pipeline safety rulemaking, case number GS-23-289, and in Public Service Commission emerging threats rulemaking, case number PU-23-264.
Second.
Thank you, Julie. So on September 6th, 2023, the North Dakota Public Service Commission issued a formal notice of intent to adopt and amend administrative rules. We also issued a notice of public hearing proposing to create amendments to Article 69-09-03 and 69-09-12 of the North Dakota Administrative Code. On that same day, the Commission forwarded the notices to the North Dakota Newspaper Association for publication for at least 20 days in advance of a hearing. On the 13th of September, the Commission motion proposed rules and full motion were sent to the administrative or to the Legislative Council. On October 10th, we did hold a public hearing as noticed, and there were no comments that were made by the industry or the public in either case during the hearing or during the following comment period. So I'm just going to briefly summarize those two cases. What are the proposed rules and amendments? So regarding the pipeline safety, the purpose of this amendment is to adopt by reference the most recent amendments to the pipeline safety regulation adopted by which we know as PHMSA. The rule change adopts amendments to the safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since December 1st, 2021, to current September 6, 2023. Regarding the other case on resource planning and cybersecurity, the only change that was done there was to change cybersecurity to security, which means both physical and cybersecurity. So having gone through all the steps on these administrative rules and meeting all of that, having reviewed the proposed rules and consideration, the testimony and comments, the Commission finds good faith for submitting the proposed rules in these cases as revised to the Attorney General for the opinion of its legality. So we have met the burden and did our due diligence, and I support this motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
One thing I meant to look up before we came in and I forgot. Are there any changes on the PHMSA safety rules, or is it just like a buy-in or some update that has a new date?
On attached to your order are all the changes that they do. It's nothing that I have noted as significant. It's just some procedural stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes our agenda. There is no one in the room of press to ask any questions. Matt, is anyone online from the press?
Any members of the press online, dial *9 to speak. Seeing none.
Okay, so nothing there. Anything else that either of you wanted to add or?
Nope. We can't.
Okay. Alrighty, with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.